ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God. And our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Today, very soon, you will also become a parent. Honor. I've been in circle, the way some people talk to their parents. I've listened to conversation. It doesn't matter whether you engage your parents in the discussion. It doesn't matter whether they are non-educated. It doesn't not matter whether they don't even know your coding or whatever you attach to your education or academics. Hey, the principle of honor is something that is the strength of character of the heart. And if you honor someone, it reflects in your action, in your attitude, in your disposition. I know people whose parents are sick, but because they were not there for them, they are not ready. And they can afford to pay for hospital bill. They can afford to give them long life, but they just refused it. Honor your parents. My brothers, my sister, if you are a Christian, you are a believer in Christ, if you don't have honor for your parents, hey, even the greatest deliverance minister cannot deliver you. And it shows, even in our national life, isn't it? Pensioners die every day. It shows the honor. People have used their strength to work, to labor. I mean, this last week, I was watching something on TV about a particular estate. From my interpretation, from what the people who were protesting, they were elderly people. So it must be a government scheme asset. But they haven't had light in the last 1.5 years. And they went to the authorities that are concerned. They said they know what to do. They should contribute money so that they can bring back. What happened? They said they took the light one night, but before they woke up in the morning, their transformer, the fuse, everything is gone. Can those elderly people, are they electricians that they want to go and take those things? Honor. Honor our parents. Some of us are in the city, but where our parents are living, it's deplorable. Let the attitude change. Honor for our parents. And then if you don't have physical parents like me, hey, honor for the elderly around you. I don't know if you have, you know, these days people just send things to me, maybe by chance. Someone boarded a train. Brother, you have seen the video. The elderly person, the ticket that he has doesn't give him a seat. Was he standing? So someone, a young girl, if you watch the video, it's until the end that you actually understand the message. So a young girl got up for the elderly man to sit for a 7-hour trip. But the young girl who got up doesn't have one leg. It was an artificial metal leg. It was at the end of that video that you will see. Many people put their earpiece on, you know, all those things. Many people stretch their legs. Even when the ticket, those who check for ticket on the train, when they came, when the man came, he said, leave. He said, it was like the girl had a conversation that she actually exchanged her own seat with that person. And so the ticket officer now said, oh, come, want to offer the girl. It was while she was walking to go take the seat in another coach. That was when they realized that it was actually, yeah, she had one artificial leg. And she had stood for 5 hours. Honor. Honor for the elderly. Honor. If you ask me, so sometimes when you look at the various challenges we have as a nation, these are just the thing. Our respect for the elderly, our respect for women, our respect for children. Those are codes in the Bible. They are there. And we must rise up to a place of responsibility now. We can't all sit back. If the word of faith is penetrating our country, if things, there are many churches, so we can't all sit back and glorify ourselves in our denomination while the country is depreciating. I understand that Norway used to be bad or badder or baddest than Nigeria. But they said the people just came up and said that the narrative for their nation must change. And they tasked the ministers that, hey, let's begin to teach certain things from the pulpit. That's where you have all those slogans, because their cities are always dirty. They're there. Godliness, the cleanliness is next to what? And it was a very simple thing. Just clean your own space at home, in the market. And so it became like a culture, not the mindset of people. I mean, we drove this week and somebody just packed all the maize cobs. Porsche car just packed everything and threw it out. I had to catch up with. So what is this Sanwo-Olu Obuari now? Because we like to shift. I said, see, this is not fair. Even on the people who clean. You know, that's one of the things we need to realize. They are also human beings. There's a difference when we package those waste, and there's a difference when it is scattered. Honor. Honor. Most of our problem as a nation has to do with honor. Honor. If the electricity company will honor those elderly people, then you know at that age, they don't go anywhere. What they do most of the time is they relate. So they want to hear news, they want to live in the community. So we should give such community premium priorities. Well, let's come back home. Honor your own parents. Honor your parents. It doesn't matter. Even if you feel that you don't have all the money, some people have parents who are well to do. But do you know that there is something that is good when your parents know that you are giving them this? Even if it's a recharge card? Many people don't think about it because we all think about ourselves. But honor has to do with what we do for other people. Honor your parents. Because long life is attached to it. Prosperity in business is attached to it. Prosperity in business is attached to it. A lot of people go around for deliverances. The deliverance that you need is what I'm talking about this morning. Do you know that a word of prayer from the authority figure, your parents or anything, can set you free for life? Sometimes you just use bread to collect such prayers. Sometimes it's a package of water. Some of our parents, if you see the generation of parents who have gone, you will agree with me. Most of our parents, they don't really need things from us. How many clothes do they want to wear at their age? They don't wear Gucci. Is you who wear Gucci? They don't know holiday destination by the beach. Oh, hey, where is the place of that honor? It's a character thing. It's an internal thing. It has nothing to do with your speaking in tongue, but it has a whole lot if you can speak in tongue and honor God and honor your parents. The reason I will not sleep around is not because I'm not tempted, but it's because of honor for God and honor for my own body. I was reading, because I like to read things. I was reading this week, and I got to a point that the people who have multiple partners, they are prone to certain illnesses which cut their lives. Medical science, or medical report, is not Bible, it's not Mark, it's not John, it's not 1 Timothy. So if God has helped you, they said, everyone must learn to possess their own vessels. God is not going to do it for you. It's just like the renewal of your mind. You have to do it. It's your responsibility. What you expose your mind to, it's your responsibility. It's not demons. Demons are just looking for ways, a crack, and then they can perpetrate whatever evil they want to perpetrate. So honor God. Honor God. You know, I watched the video again. I watched it many times. The video of the Unilag saga. It's not only Unilag. You know, two things happened to me in watching those videos. That journalist, it costed her education. The girl who started the interview, she dropped out of medical college just because she didn't want to sleep with a lecturer. When I was in school, of course, we're not sure. In those days, we are also not sure. But you hear it, you just know that there are certain Baba Agbaya somewhere that people avoid, but not. And you know the irony of it for me, that's one part. The girl lost her, so she's saying she wants to go back to school. So, well, I'm looking at it. Then that led me to another video on Tramadol. Was done by BBC. That led me to another video. And I realized that, hey, where are the saviors? They have to come from Zion. That's what the Bible says. But when a fellow pastor, like myself, led someone to Christ, there's a problem. There is a problem. There is something that is wrong with the structure, the DNA of the Christianity that we profess. I'm not blaming anyone, but hey, that's the lot. That's the lot. Man that is in honor and understand it not. There are female people here, but by the time I start to take advantage of these people that God has given us air, what is the testimony? And the same thing. So even if it's not, it doesn't, you know, when it happened to a pastor, so it's blown. But even as a team leader, as an MD, because this thing, you can put it in every other area of our lives. As the supervisor of a group of young management trainees, where is the honor? I mean, this is just a joke. Someone reacted. I don't know if you saw that reaction. He said, if that thing will come to University of Port Harcourt, he said, there will be no lecturer. He said, the only lecturer that will be is one in chemistry department. He said, because even that one, his wife took his course, failed his own course, and then the wife divorced him after. That's how strict. So I'm saying to myself, this is an issue. This is a country where the word of faith has penetrated. Hey, brothers, sisters, we have work in our hands. We have to be the voice. We have to stand for what is right. We have to stand for what is right. We have to be the voice of change. We have to be the one who make up our mind against all within this space. This is are the codes that runs in here. Let me drop one and then we continue next week. Let me drop one more. Yeah. Third area, if you are married, if you are not, please just glean it as a wisdom. Honor your spouse. Honor your spouse. It's an area. There are two forms of covenant relationship. The one we have with God, and then the one you have with your spouse. So, what is the honor? Invest in your spouse. Invest. What is the honor? Be present for your family. Be present. If you're a Christian man, be the husband, be the leader in your house. That space. So, you honor God, then you honor your spouse, you honor your family. Be present. Don't be an absentee father. Don't be a father that is in a house that they can't hear your voice. And even as a mother, be the mother, be present for your family. Psalm 22 verse 30, he said, a seed will serve God. That's the honor. But it shall be counted unto God for a generation. So for those of us who are married, marriage is beyond sex. For those of us who are married, marriage is beyond bringing kids. Be present for your family. If you can't train kids, don't bring them here. Don't. I don't know the motivation, but it's becoming more challenging and challenging. I mean, I was in class last week, and our lecturer said, he's a grandfather now. 4 kids. But he said if he had to do it again, if he had to cross this path, he won't have more than 2 kids. And I'm saying this for those of you who are yet to be married, plan it ahead of time. We cannot continue to bring irresponsible, we can't be irresponsible parents, bringing forth irresponsible kids. And it has to be the church. Must spearhead it. 5, 6 kids. What are you looking for? ₦200, ₦250, ₦500, ₦1,000, ₦1,500. You do family planning. You have not heard, I'm telling you now, year 2050, Nigeria's population will be 400 million. So if it is 400 million, what is our plan? Even for the 220 million, we don't have a plan yet. So do you want to add to that problem? No, we can't. We can't. Some people, we are from family patterns where people just have seeds all over the place. And you are already working in that pattern. You can't. Gone are the days. days that people have kids all over the place and they are not responsible. This is why you're born while buying little job home. Somebody will come and ask you the question, who asked you to bring me here? And you know, things have changed around us. It's conversational. That's why a pastor can't misbehave. Now, if you misbehave, people will engage you. You said, touch not my anointing. Lie at your job. No, things have changed. It's not that they have changed for the worse, but they have changed for the good. The worse is there, but good. And then, you know, as I said this thing, when did that, which January of which year? Was it 2017 or 2018? That's why I talked about abuse. Please, if you are exposed to any abuse, speak out to Olorun. Just speak out. Just speak out. Just speak out. I mean, you know what happened in Benue? How a father, who is also a lecturer, check this education thing. I think some people are just crazy. How they raped to death, father and son raped to death a 13-year-old girl, and they started raping her since he was 9 years old. You know, those things look like far fables and things that people just watch or that are in doctor. What is those shows that Americans who have lost their bearing do? All those doctor head, doctor thing. Honor your spouse. Be present for your family. See, if you are, it has a huge dividend on your health, on your peace, on your contentment, on your happiness, and then on your pocketbook. You can't be all over the place because you are making small money. She now means, what is the language? That's all you both for me. So whether side chick or side nigga or whatever. You can't even do body counts and have whether small chop or big chop. We are believers. Those are unfruitful works of darkness. That's what the Bible referred to it. We are no more in the dark. You have to be committed to your spouse. You can't have your wife or your husband and still be looking elsewhere. You know what? If you are looking for Iwaku, your eyes will see Irikuris. No! And just because you can exercise authority, you are taking advantage of people over the place. And even these days, you know, I go for singles meetings and they say, oh, nobody is using anyone. We are using ourselves. So you have all these things, even among Christians, friends with benefits, friends without benefits, friends with dividends. You test and run, body candles. We are believers. The honor that you place on yourself will determine what you do in life. See, whether you understand it or not, I'm saying this to you. We can never influence our world if we can't impact our family unit. We can never. I think it was Mother Teresa who said, if you want to change the world, first go back home and change your home. And you know, one of the things they've taught, even in Norway, is charity begins at home. Because they have broken marriages back then. And look at the narrative of that nation, the richest nation in the world. Integrity is what binds them in business. I shared the story of someone, I think I've shared it here before, whose grandparents are from Norway. And they needed to do something in one shop. And they just gave him an address. Go to this particular shop. It's a plumbing shop. And they have materials to purchase to the tune of about $10,000. And he said, at the end, when they want to write the invoice, mention the name of your grandmother. And that was exactly what he did. And they printed out the invoice and they gave him the goods. Is that not scripture? A good name is to be chosen. So we can choose it. So that's why you and I, in our own day and age, we can't do one chance business. We can't allow things not to match up. If you promise value, deliver value. Don't shortchange people while you are speaking in tongues. The family is a capstone or pillar of any society. It's not the government, though, in case you don't know. It's not government policies. It's not programs. The family unit. It's been proven, psychology, that people who have growing, stable family makes more money than any other people in our world. So there's something that is attached to stability in marriages and productivity in the marketplace. It's also been proven that 90% of what we concluded as bad marriages, riddled with irreconcilable differences, can be salvaged if one or both parties can humble themselves under God. 1 Peter 3:7, as I close. 1 Peter 3:7. 1 Peter 3:7. Say, husband, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with what? Respect or honor. That's a word interchangeably. As a weaker partner, it's not that they are the weaker partner, but A, treat them as delicate as they are and as heirs with you. Don't say, shut up. What do you know? We are talking. Shut up. What do you know? Treat them as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will what? I have a friend who told me that each time he's looking for businesses, he doesn't fight with his wife. When he's writing a proposal, all through the proposal, he behaves as a gentleman. Because he said he's had instances. You know, he will prolong his matter. This is his experience. He said, I will prolong my matter. He said, but I refuse to. He said, one day, I was writing a proposal and my wife was talking to me and I said, shut up, don't disturb me. He said, my wife just shrugged her shoulder and went away. He said, I lost the proposal. I lost the money. And so one day they were talking and the wife said, what I actually want to say to you that day is that, what have you considered and mentioned the word? And that was the reason why he lost that business. Because if he had included that word in that proposal would have said true. So he said, consequently after that, he said, instead of calling her a witch, he said, that's a good witch, isn't it? That at least she knows what to do. So each time she said, okay, my witch, come on. And then as soon as the business say true and the money is coming, the first check after remembering God is my wife. Said, because I have to do offering, peace offering. see, I just wish all of us Christian men, we just understand this scripture. All those hot prayer or cold prayer or medium prayer is not necessary. Honor your spouse. Honor your wife. Honor your husband. Don't despise your husband. Don't, in your heart. No matter the growth, no matter the increase, no matter the enlargement. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Also reverence your husband. That is your husband. It is not any other person's husband. You chose him. And he chose you. So if somebody has now suddenly become a witch, then the other person must be the wizard. Because it takes a wizard to make a witch. We tell ourselves the truth. We can't continue in this status quo. The gospel has power. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Proverbs 15:1. He said, a gentle answer. So women, learn from that. A gentle answer. A gentle answer. A gentle answer. A friend would say to me, by the time you hear somebody says you are stupid and the other person says you are mad, he said the ingredient for a good fight is complete. You don't need the devil anymore. He's already there. You are mad. You are stupid. Your father is mad. Your grandfather is mad. Your great, great, great mother to the fourth and this eastern generation is mad. So the ingredient for a good fight is complete. The relationship for us, the template for us, for family, is the relationship between Christ and his bride, the church. Is the church perfect? So don't expect to be married to someone who is perfect. Does the church need re-engineering? Plenty of it. Uh-huh. So we are all work in progress in our marriages. As I close today, Romans chapter 13, I read. It's a long reading, but I will read. I will read from my translation again. Says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except by God's appointment, and the authorities that exist have been instituted by God. So the person who resists such authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will incur judgment, for rulers cause no fear for good conduct, but for bad conduct. Do you desire not to fear authority? Then do good, and you will receive their commendation. For it is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, you will be in fear. And he does not bear the sword in vain. He is God's servant to administer retribution on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of the wrath of the authorities, but also because of your conscience. I love that. For this reason, you also pay taxes for the authorities. They are God's servants devoted to governing. Pay everyone what is owed. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Revenue to whom revenue are due. Respect to whom respect is due. Honor to whom honor is due. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For the commandment says, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. And if there is any other commandment, they are summed up in this one. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And to do this, because we know that the hour for us to awake from our sleep is now. For our salvation is now nearer than when we became believers. The night has advanced towards the dawn. The day is near. So we must lay aside every works of darkness and put on the weapons of light. Let us live decently as in daytime, not in carousing or drunkenness, nor in sexual immorality or sensuality, not in discord or jealousy. Instead, we should put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to arouse its desire. Romans 15. Let me cross check again. I think it's Romans. Yeah, 15, 1 to 6. Romans 15, 1 to 6. What are the scripture says? But we who are strong ought to bear the failings of the weak, and not just to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good and to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself. Just as it is written, the insult of those who insult you are falling on me. For everything that was written in former times were written for our instructions, so that through the endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we may have hope. My prayer this morning for every one of us is that now may the God of endurance and comfort give you unity with one another. In accordance with Christ, that together we may be one voice glorifying God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in our own generation. Let's just stand this morning.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org for more.